Having an extended service contract with Stop Repair Bills can be a real money.
High school basketball is on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to high school basketball, the second round of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. The St. Cecilia girls playing at Grand Island Central Catholic, and on our pregame show, we talk with John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. The Hawkettes 7-6, coach, coming off a very nice win over David City Aquinas Catholic, 55-47 on Saturday. And for the first half of that game Saturday, Coach, I think the girls could play much better, could they?
Well, I don't think so. We were really playing well and kind of into a rhythm and just put up a good first half and against a good team. And so we felt really good at halftime. But we knew they were going to come out and make a run in that third quarter, and they did just that to get back into the game. And so then it was tight in the third quarter. But overall, we were very pleased with the win against Aquinas. That was a tough team, and we knew that coming in.
Boy, you got the momentum back. You fall behind by a point in the fourth quarter, but hit three straight threes in to go back up by eight, and then won the ball game by eight. But your ball club did the job in the fourth quarter. That has to make you happy.
Yeah, it did, and they got really determined, and you could see that determination come out come that fourth quarter when they just buckled down and really tried to overcome Aquinas's run. And so, you know, like I said, we were happy with the outcome. And going into the game, we knew it was going to be tough. The Hollebeck girl was really good. She was averaging 20 points, and we held her to 8 points. So we did a very good job on her. And overall, you know, we shot the ball really well, hit 8 threes, I think, and Libby Kissinger really lit it up.
I guess she certainly did with 21 points and 5 threes. Defensively, Coach, just a great effort on Hollebeck. She only gets 6 shots and barely touched the ball in the first half. The concept was to just a double and triple teamer. When she got the ball, had a chance to get it. I know the plan worked.
Well, and that's what we talked about going in, is just to limit her touches near the basket. If she touched it, we wanted her, you know, out near the elbow and outside the lane. And so we did a real good job of limiting her touches. And like you said, only 6 shots. It's a heck of an attribution to Lexi Schmidt, and Caitlin Ernst did a good job on her. And Brooke McWhorter came in and got 3 or 4 block shots. And so she was a presence inside. And so that's one thing I think our posts are getting better at each game that we go out there.
And shooting the basketball well, especially Libby with the 5 threes, and everybody else also contributing offensively. But Libby had quite a day with 21. I know she kind of came out of maybe a bit of a shooting slump, but boy, she was lighting up, and she was really confident shooting that basketball, wasn't she?
Well, she was, and she had a very good week of practice shooting the ball. She really made it an effort, extra effort to get some shots in on her own, and then in practice she really shot the ball well. And you know, she always plays such strong defense and handles the ball very good, and then, you know, she's just a good all-around player that when she's struggling in one area, we don't want her to get down because of that, and she did a real good job of putting things together that night.
And you have to have that contributions from whomever you can get it. If she's going to score 21, maybe the next night it's going to be somebody else, but you have to have that with this ball club, don't you?
We do, and we want that because that makes it really tough to key on for the other teams, and when Charisse and Abby and Lexi and Libby and all those girls can contribute maybe 8 or 10 points, and then somebody maybe goes off for 14 or 17, that makes it really tough to defend. And so that's one thing we've talked about, is our balance is going to be there hopefully each night, and one girl doesn't have to carry it and feel like they have to carry the whole team.
It's tournament time now with the Centennial Conference and Grand Island Central Catholic on the road tonight. We'll talk about that one after this timeout on this afternoon's pregame show.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
Welcome back to our pregame show before the second round of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, St. Cecilia at Grand Island Central Catholic. John Kyle with us, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Grand Island Central Catholic and the Hawkettes tonight, a big rival all the time. We'll play each other just down the road after this tournament next week, but it's the conference tournament second round tonight. Boy, they're, what, red hot, coach. They've won, 7 out of 8, 8 out of 9, something like that, but they're really playing well.
They are, and then Coach Andy up there, he's going to have them playing well this time of year. It seems like every year they just get improved throughout the year and get better. And so we know we got to go up there on a mission, so to speak, and really play hard and play well, because if we don't, they'll make you pay. And that's one thing that we've talked about even last night in practice, that we just have to go up there focused and ready to win a ball game.
And they play all parts of the game well, don't they, Coach? What makes them? They're 10-5. What makes them so good?
Well, I think their defense always keeps them in games, and even if their offense struggles, you know, they put up 36, I think, against Adams Central in regulation, and it went to overtime. And so their defense is going to keep them into a lot of ball games, and yet on their offensive side, they have some nice athletic moves and athletes that can cause problems and matchups. The Brand Girl is really long, and McGowan shoots it well from about anywhere. And then we noticed on the film they attack the hoop so well. They really look to drive and get to the foul line and get some layups here and there. And so, you know, it's going to be a case where we have to play good in all phases.
And it looks like, again, a usual case with the Hawkettes, a taller ball club in Central Catholic. Looks like from the rebounding aspect, you're going to have to use a good technique and just screen out as best you can. But they got some big people, so hitting the boards tonight is going to be important.
Well, I think taller opponent is the norm for us a lot of times. And so, you know, it all comes down to position and really working hard to block them out and keep them out of the lane as far as getting the ball in there. And so we understand what we have to do, and I think we can go out there and do it, and we just want to go out there and execute as best we can.
And the ball club, the loser tonight, will face a little time off, won't play, and won't play, in fact, each other till February 4th, I believe it is. And so you want to win tonight and move on in this tournament, hopefully get to three games in this week. You don't need the lull now, do you, Coach?
No, we don't want to have that long break, and so winning tonight would be a real key as far as the latter part of the season. And so, you know, we want to go out there and give it our best effort as best we can and see where the chips fall. And it's going to be a tough opponent with GICC, but we'd like to advance and get another shot at Bishop Newman in the next round.
Boy, but that win Saturday sure has to make the girls feel good about things. They're playing well right now, aren't you, Coach? And I'm sure they're going to come out ready to go tonight and feeling good about this week.
Well, that's the same kind of thing as the coaches. We've talked about it as GICC is playing well, but we feel like we're playing some of our best basketball right now. And so, you know, if we can piece things together and go quarter by quarter and possession by possession, I think, you know, we're going to be a tough out for anybody.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully it's a three-game week for you coming up. Thank you very much.
Well, we sure hope so, Blaine. Thanks for the coverage.
That's John Kyle, head basketball coach of the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. Stay tuned. Tournament basketball, St. Cecilia at Grand Island Central Catholic. It's coming up next.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
High school basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good late afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic High School and the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, a second-round matchup between the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. I'm Blaine Gulis. I'll have the play-by-play for you this afternoon and evening as the St. Cecilia Hawkettes and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic look to advance to the semifinals of this Centennial Conference Girls Tournament on Thursday night at Lincoln Christian High School. St. Cecilia coming in with 7 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Hawkettes coming off a very nice win over David City Aquinas Catholic last Saturday, 55-47, a basketball game that St. Cecilia led 35-22 at halftime, but then scored only 5 points in the third quarter, got caught in the fourth quarter, fell behind by one at 41-40, but at that point, the Hawkettes made three consecutive three-point field goals, including two by Libby Kissinger, went up by eight, and won the ball game by eight, 55-47. Kissinger with five threes, had 21 points, really shot the ball well for the Hawkettes in that game, and a very good defensive effort by the Hawkettes on Saturday as they held Katie Hollebeck a 20-point score to only six field goal attempts and only 8 points in that game on Saturday. So St. Cecilia played a very good first half and played very well down the stretch and won the game 55-47. The Hawkettes at 7-6 on the basketball season as they'll take on the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders coming in, as we talked about on the pregame show with Coach John Kyle of St. Cecilia. The Crusaders are pretty much red hot. They've won three games in a row and eight of their last nine. The only loss in their last nine games was to the very good Class B team of Holdridge, 48-43. That was on January 9th, and before that, the last loss for the Crusaders was on December 17th. They lost to a very good C1 Minden team, 38-32. After that Minden loss, the Central Catholic has defeated Blue Hill, Fillmore Central, Superior, a 10-3 team, St. Paul, Centura, and their last three in a row, Wood River, Aquinas Catholic, and then Adams Central last Saturday night. That was the last outing for the Crusaders. They won on this floor in overtime over Adams Central by the score of 40-37. In that basketball game, Maggie Stump was the leading scorer with 11 points, and Julian Moravec, one of the seniors on this ball club, who comes off the bench, she came off the bench and scored 8 on 4 of 7 shooting for Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday, and the Crusaders won it in overtime, 40-37, and Andy Anspaugh's Crusaders are 10-5 on the season with three wins in a row and eight out of their last nine. They started 2-0, lost four in a row, but since being 2-4, they are 8-1 and are 10-5 overall. This basketball season are the Lady Crusaders. And St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic with the winner here moving on to the semifinals on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. That will be at Lincoln Christian High School, the semifinals for the girls on Thursday, the championship at 4:15 Saturday afternoon, also at Lincoln Christian. The boys part of the tournament with St. Cecilia playing at home tonight against Boys Town at 7 o'clock. That game on our sister station, KJS 1230, boys semifinals Friday and the championship at 6 o'clock on Saturday. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we will have the starting lineup and the play-by-play of this girls' second-round game after this one-minute timeout.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/crimson to join now.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School, the playing of our national anthem before the second round girls centennial conference basketball tournament game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. The winner moves on to the semifinals on Thursday at 6 o'clock. The winner here will get the winner of tonight's Bishop Newman and Lincoln Lutheran game. That's 7 o'clock tonight in Wahoo. Of course, Newman is the top-ranked team in Class D1 in the state. They're unbeaten on the year. They've defeated St. Cecilia this season, so the winner of that one Newman and Lutheran gets the winner of this one at 6 o'clock Thursday in the girls' semifinals. The loser of this game will be off until February 4th, a week from Thursday. So 9 days off for the loser of this one. And in fact, on that Thursday, February 4th, these two teams will be play each other right back here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. St. Cecilia will start tonight. Abby Jackson, a 5'5 junior. Sharice Farmer, a 5'4 junior. Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8" junior, leads the team in scoring at 11.6. Jackson averages over 9 a game. Sharice Farmer over 7 a game. Caitlin Ernst, a 5'8 sophomore, expected to start for St. Cecilia. And also Libby Kissinger, the 5'4", the sophomore. St. Cecilia averages 52 points a game, gives up 45. They have been out-rebounded by 4 per game, but they do shoot from two-point field goal range, 46% on the year, and they may very well need that tonight. Because, again, they will be at a height disadvantage in this basketball game to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders start Maggie Stump, a 5'11 junior. Jamie Partington, a 5'9 junior. Katie Brand is the 6-foot sophomore. Steph Ross, a 5'6 senior. Liz McGowan, a 5'7 junior. The four is the Crusaders. Their leading scorer on the season is McGowan, who averages around 13 a game. Brand is 7 points and 7.5 rebounds. Partington also grabs 7 rebounds per contest. So it's pretty balanced scoring with McGowan leading the way at 13 on the season. St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic girls second round Centennial Conference basketball tournament. The winner to the semifinals on Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And we're ready to go here at Grand Island Central Catholic for the play-by-play. Here we go. St. Cecilia going from left to right here. And Grand Island Central Catholic in the home white. They'll be the home team tonight, the 4th seed. St. Cecilia, the 5th seed. The tip is controlled by St. Cecilia to Abby Jackson. And the Hawkettes with the basketball to start this game will face a man-to-man defense from Central Catholic. Schmidt with the ball at the free-throw line. Hands off to Farmer. She will drive, put up a runner from 5. No good. Tip to Jackson. Jackson got it back to Libby Kissinger. Offensive rebound there for the Hawkettes. Kissinger swings a pass on the wing to Sharice Farmer. And the traveling blue and white tonight for St. Cecilia. They have the basketball. Caitlin Ernst, top of the key to Jackson. We're just underway here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska. Farmer with the 3 in the air. It's going to bounce out of there. No good. The offensive rebound shot put up. Rolls off. No good by Ernst. Tipped around on the baseline and grabbed by Katie Brand of Grand Island Central Catholic with the rebound there. Gives it up to Liz McGowan for Central Catholic. They come this way into the offensive zone as we're in the corner of the gymnasium on the second floor here at Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia starting out in the man-to-man defense. There's a 3 from the wing going to be off there. No good by Steph Ross. Tipped around on the baseline. Goes out of bounds off a Crusader. It will be St. Cecilia basketball. So we are scoreless. Each team with one possession. Scoreless in the first period of play. St. Cecilia boys taking on Boys Town at 7 o'clock tonight at Chapman Gym in Hastings. That ball game on 1230 KHS Radio. The pass deflected by Ross, but it goes to Kissinger of St. Cecilia in the offensive zone. Looks to pass to Lexi Schmidt. She will drive, shoot off the rim and glass. No good. Going to be pulled out of there by Central Catholic's Jamie Partington. Partington in the backcourt to Maggie Stump. We're still scoreless in the first quarter. In the scoring zone, a bounce pass goes to McGowan. McGowan looks inside to Partington, tipped away from her and out of bounds, but it's off a Hawkette. It will stay with the Crusaders underneath their own basket, and the 6-foot sophomore, Katie Brand, will inbound underneath her own basket for Grand Island Central Catholic. Brand out to Stump, back to Brand, inside to Partington, turns from 7 off the glass and rim and good. Jamie Partington with the first field goal of the ball game, and it's 2-0. Grand Island Central Catholic in the lead. St. Cecilia into the scoring zone with Farmer. Right side Ernst picked off by McGowan. Turnover St. Cecilia. McGowan on the steal. She will drive into the lane. It's fouled there as she heads for the hoop. Sharice Farmer is going to get the foul, the first foul of this basketball game. It will be a non-shooting foul situation, the first foul of the game. Farmer stopping that drive by McGowan. And the Crusaders to inbound. And again, Katie Brand will inbound. Tessa Kalupa, the first substitution of the game. It's for St. Cecilia, replacing Sharice Farmer. Central Catholic ball inbound into the lane, chopped up by McGowan. It's going to be off the rim, no good. The long rebound goes to near the foul line to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger for St. Cecilia into the scoring zone. The far end of the floor here at Central Catholic to Schmidt. 2-0, Crusaders will play just about 2 minutes. Abby Jackson into the lane, this is to Ernst. Caitlin Ernst into the lane, has no shot. Pass out is tipped and stolen by Steph Ross. Ross for the Crusaders. Gives it up to Katie Brand. So Brand into the scoring zone. Tipped away from Ernst, stolen. Tipped away by Jackson, stolen by Kissinger. Libby Kissinger on the drive. She will shot put up. It's going to be knocked away, knocked down by Maggie Stump, but Stump has to foul. to prevent that field goal layup by Libby Kissinger, and Kissinger will go to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. So Kissinger to the line to shoot two. 2-0, Crusaders in the lead. Kissinger to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger, again, had that great day Saturday with 5 3-pointers, 6 free throws, 21 points in that St. Cecilia win. Free throw up and good by Kissinger. First point of the night for St. Cecilia. It's 2-1 Crusaders, and Libby will get the second free throw as Brooke McWhorter is going to check in for St. Cecilia. Kissinger's second free throw is up. This one's going to be in the hole also. We're tied at two. Brooke McWhorter does check in for St. Cecilia, and going out is going to be Caitlin Ernst. St. Cecilia now will press all over the floor, man-to-man press here as the Crusaders try to take this basketball out. It is inbound at two baggy stuff. Stump now to Brand as the sophomore gets it across the timeline on the dribble. Bounce pass back out to Maggie Stump. Stump to Steph Roth into the lane. Shot put up by Stump. It's going to roll off. No good. McWhorter with the rebound. To Abby Jackson for St. Cecilia. We're tied at 2. 5.5 minutes to go first quarter. Kissinger on the right wing. The defense gets out on her. Has it. The pass to Kalupa. Now top of the key to Jackson. Left wing to McWhorter. Brooke with the ball, one dribble, gives up the dribble, passes to Jackson. It's man-to-man defense, pass inside, tended for Kalupa, tipped out of bounds by Maggie Stump. Substitution for Central Catholic, Jillian Moore, that's a 5'7 senior, and Sarah Galka, 5'7 junior. If McGowan goes out of the game for Central Catholic, that ball was off a Blue Hawk, and it'll be Crusader basketball. St. Cecilia gives it back to the Crusaders. We're still tied at two. But the basketball is Maggie Stump, and she palms the ball, dribbling it across the timeline. Turnover on the Crusaders. Basketball back to St. Cecilia with 5:05 to go first quarter. We are tied at two. St. Cecilia has Jackson on the floor with Kissinger, McWhorter, Kalupa, and Lexi Schmidt. St. Cecilia has the ball into the offensive zone, and Libby Kissinger has the ball for the Blue Hawks. Now it's passed to Jackson on the left wing to Kalupa on the right wing, and a Hawkette, Kalupa, or Kissinger hits the floor, and she was pushed by Maggie Stump, the way it looks. And that Stump, that's going to be two on Maggie. And it's her second with just over 3 minutes gone, and Stump's going to have to go out for the first time, and Liz McGowan will check back in. McGowan's out there with Brand, Julian Moravec, and Sarah Galka, and Janie Partington for the Crusaders. They play about 7 or 8. St. Cecilia might run 9 or 10 into this basketball game, and they have the ball. Lexi Schmidt passed to Jackson. Abby heads for the hole. Now has to go back and save it before it goes out of bounds. And she does to Kissinger. So Libby with the basketball, top of the key, behind the back dribble. Gives it up on the wing to Kalupa for three in the air. In and out, no good. Into the lane and grabbed there by Brand. Brand, the outlet pass to Jillian Moravec, one of the three seniors on the Crusader team. St. Cecilia, also a young ball club, only one senior. That's Audrey Gasper. These two young ball clubs battling, but a lot of experience for these players. There's a pass inside to Galka in the corner to Moravec. Moravec fakes, now shoots a 15-footer, no good. The rebound goes to Kalupa, and she's fouled from behind by Liz McGowan. So McGowan picks up the foul for Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be her first, team's third. And St. Cecilia will play it in on the far sideline in the backcourt. Therese Farmer, who started this game for the Hawkettes, checked in for Abby Jackson. Also going out for the first time is Lexi Schmidt, as Audrey Gaspers reports in for the first time for St. Cecilia. We're still tied at two, just about halfway through the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia's pass there is picked off by Moravec. Steal by Moravec as the telegraph pass there was picked off. There's the ball knocked away in the backcourt by Kissinger. They go to the floor. Three hit the floor. Two Hawkettes and one Crusader, and a jump ball is called. And on the jump ball, of course, it's alternate possession. It will go to Grand Island Central Catholic. Stay with the Crusaders. As Chanel Farmer, the freshman, checked in for the first time for St. Cecilia, and Libby Kissinger goes out. So all the starters have had their breathers for St. Cecilia in this first quarter, still tied at two. McGowan with the basketball for the Crusaders. To Brand, Brand on the wing. Now to Partington at the free throw line. To McGowan, top of the key. Her pass tipped there, but it goes to Katie Brand. Brand grabs it for Central Catholic. Brand, the sophomore, tipped away from her, but she then tips the basketball to McGowan. McGowan deep in the corner. Kelsey Shield, the 5'8 freshman who's on the floor for the Crusaders, and she has it in the corner, looks inside for Partington, but no pass there. Now their pass goes inside and a whistle, and Partington, the post player, fouled inside by St. Cecilia. They're going to call this one on Brooke McWhorter, her first, team's second, Crusaders inbound. They try to work it inside to the 5'9 junior Partington. The pass inbound by McGowan. Her shot is blocked, but a whistle. Maybe another one on McWhorter, who got some ball on the shot there, but also got some wrists. So two quick ones on Brooke McWhorter. And it was not a clean block, according to the officials. That's two on McWhorter, and she is going to come out. Caitlin Ernst is going to check back in after these free throws here, and shooting is Liz McGowan for two. This one's up and good. First point of the night for McGowan. Ernst in with McWhorter out with a two quick foul, checking back in when one of the starters step off for Central Catholic and Jamie Partington that sits for the first time for the Crusaders. McGowan will eye the second free throw. 3-2, Crusaders. Second one up, it's nothing but net. And we are at 4-2, Central Catholic with the lead. 3:16 to go, first quarter. Things to see with the basketball. On court, it's Kalupa. Top of the key now to Chanel Farmer. She drives inside the lane, a runner from five off the glass and rim. Rolls off, no good. Rebound to McGowan. McGowan to the backcourt, tipped away from her, but out of bounds. It goes on the far sideline off of Chanel Farmer, who tipped that ball away. Abby Jackson back in, Libby Kissinger back in for the Hawkettes. Therese Farmer sits down, Tessa Kalupa sits down. So a couple of guards in for a couple of guards for St. Cecilia, and they will attack on defense in the backcourt, inbounded to McGowan. 4-2, Crusaders, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Liz McGowan, the 5'7 junior, into the scoring zone. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense. McGowan with the pass to Steph Ross on the right wing. Out of McGowan. McGowan's the leading scorer for this ball. The only one in double figures, but she's around 13 a game. In the corner, shot put up by Kelsey Shields. Good for three. Shields for three, and it's 7-2 now. Favor of the Crusaders. Saints to see with the ball and the whistle as Kissinger headed for the free throw line. She's fouled on the play by Jillian Moravec. Moravec picks up her first. That's four team fouls, and St. Cecilia will inbound right in front of the Grand Island Central Catholic bench and Coach Andy Ansbaugh. And Chanel Farmer inbounds to Abby Jackson. 7-2 Central Catholic. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Checked away from Jackson and stolen by Katie Brand. Brand will drive. She will shoot and score. So Brand with the steal and score, and it's 9-2, and St. Cecilia will get a timeout here. John Kyle wants to talk it over. It'll be a short timeout, but we'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia will not call a timeout here. John rules it off and says no. St. Cecilia will get the ball, and they'll come the length of the floor, trailing now 9-2. Jackson inbounds to Kissinger, so the Hawkettes have fallen down by 7 here in the first quarter of play. Therese Farmer back in for St. Cecilia. Lob pass inside for Ernst. She grabs the ball back out to Farmer, top of the key to Kissinger. They run at her. She gets into the lane. A bounce pass to Schmidt. She will shoot. Shot miss. Gets her own rebound. Shot put up no good, but Lexi's fouled. And she'll go to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Nice pass inside by Kissinger to Schmidt. A foul going to be called on Steph Ross of Central Catholic. Her first. Team's fifth, and shooting two is going to be Lexi Schmidt for St. Cecilia. Lexi, the leading scorer on the season for the Hawkettes. The free throw's off there, no good. Schmidt averages 11.6 per game, is the leading scorer, the only Hawkette in double figures. Farmer goes out for St. Cecilia, and Abby Jackson back in. Lexi Schmidt eyes the second free throw. It's 9-2 Central Catholic. Schmidt's free throw up and good. 1 out of 2 for Lexi, and it's 9-3 Crusaders. Brand inbounds to McGowan for the Crusaders. Liz McGowan with Kissinger on her into the backcourt. McGowan, the junior, handles the basketball. Left-handed dribble into the scoring zone. She'll slow it up. Bring it back out between the rings on the dribble. Kissinger on the defense now gives up the dribble. Pass, bounce pass right side to Jamie Partington. Partington back in there for the Crusaders. To Brand, now underneath the Partington, turns from 7, shot will roll off, no good, the rebound to Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Kissinger for the Hawkettes with 1:29 to go, first quarter, 9-3, Crusaders. Pass in the corner to Schmidt for St. Cecilia on the offensive end of things here. Chanel Farmer to the free throw line, has no shot, now to Ernst. Top of the key to Kissinger. Libby Kissinger fakes the three. Inside the arc, wants to bounce a pass, but it's behind Ernst and picked off by Partington, turnover Hawkettes. To Katie Brand. Brand, a bounce pass into the front court to McGowan. 1:03 to go, first quarter. Liz McGowan gives up her dribble, needs someone to pass to, and bounce pass now to Katie Brand. Brand is long and tall, a 6-foot sophomore, into the corner to Shield. Kelsey Shields come off the bench. The freshman's hit a three to McGowan for the Crusaders. Now she takes the three from the wing. It's nothing but the bottom of the net. 12-3 as McGowan buries the three there. She has five, and the Crusaders lead it 12-3 with 38 seconds to go in the first quarter. Ernst now to Farmer. Chanel will drive. Bounce pass on the baseline intended for Abby Jackson, who is booted out of bounds by one of the Crusaders. Jillian Moore, that's the senior, checks in. McGowan out for the rest of this quarter, at least, anyway. With 31 seconds to go, we think she's finished for this quarter. 31 seconds to go. Jackson wants to inbound, has to go long to Kissinger. Libby with the ball on the right wing, a lob inside to Ernst on the pick and roll. Shot up and good. Caitlin Ernst with the field goal, her first. And it's 12-5, and St. Cecilia will pressure in the backcourt with 18 seconds to go. Crusaders get it in to Brand. Katie Brand crosses that timeline into the scoring zone in front of us here. Brand to the baseline, tipped away from her. It goes to the floor. She's tied up on the play by Kissinger. Alternate possession on this jump ball. It will go to St. Cecilia. So that will be a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic with 7.7 seconds to go. And quickly, Sarah Galka checks in for Kelsey Shield. Hawkeyes will come the length of the floor down by 7 with 7 seconds to go. Jackson will get it across the timeline with 4. In between the rings with 2. They have to throw it up here. On the run, Kissinger shot up. It's going to be ruled off. Would not have counted anyway. Time runs out in the first quarter of play, and Grand Island Central Catholic leads it here after 1. Grand Island Central Catholic 12, St. Cecilia 5. We're back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. We played one quarter in the second round game, quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over St. Cecilia, 12-5. In fact, the Hawkettes have only one field goal, a two-pointer by Caitlin Ernst. They are 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for their 5 points. 5 points for Liz McGowan of Central Catholic. And a three ball by Kelsey Shield, the freshman coming off the bench hitting the three. A couple of points each for Jamie Partington and Katie Brand. The Crusaders, 2 out of 2 from the line, and they lead it 12-5, second quarter about to begin. St. Cecilia sends out Audrey Gaspers and Therese Farmer, Abby Jackson, Tessa Kalupa, and Lexi Schmidt. Inbounding the basketball is going to be Maggie Stump. She does to Steph Ross, who's out there, along with Jillian Moravec, Jamie Partington, and Maggie Stump for the Crusaders. Stump does have 2 fouls. Crusader ball, and they have the lead. There's a three ball from the corner. It's going to be off there. No good by Ross. Long rebound goes to McGowan for Central Catholic. Liz McGowan into the lane. She will put it up off the glass and score. McGowan has 7. She's a scorer, and it's 14-5 in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. So the first field goal of the second period belongs to the Crusaders. They have the lead up to 9, 14-5. Inside to Schmidt. Bounce pass intended for, like, Audrey Gaspers off the leg and out of bounds. Step her off. Ross's leg, and the Hawkettes to control underneath their own basket. Kalupa to inbound for St. Cecilia. Again, only one field goal in this game for the Hawkettes. Jackson takes a 2-ball. It's going to be rolled around and down. Abby Jackson with her first point, and it's 14-7. I believe the first shot for Abby in this game. 14-7 in favor of the Crusaders. 7:10 to go before halftime. McGowan is stolen and pocket picked by Therese Farmer, and McGowan has to bump Farmer. In the scoring zone is Sharice headed for the hoop, and Liz McGowan picks up the foul. That's her second. So McGowan, the starter, stumped the starter with 2 fouls each. 7:04 to go in the first half, and the sophomore starter, Katie Brand, checks in for McGowan, who goes out with 2 personal fouls. Again, non-shooting situation on the 16th foul. Hawkett's inbound, and they have the ball. Farmer to Kalupa from the wing for 3. Partially deflected, grabbed by Gaspers. Her shot up, and she's whacked on the play. And Audrey Gaspers will go to the line to shoot 2 for St. Cecilia down here 14-7. Foul called on Maggie Stump, and that's 3 on Stump. Stump, the starter, has 3, and she's going to have to sit maybe for the rest of this half as Audrey Gaspers misses the first of 2. And Sarah Galka, the 5'7 junior. Galka plays a lot more. Beck plays a lot. And Kelsey Shield has played. They've played 8 half the Crusaders, and Audrey Gasper's second free throw is up and good. makes one out of two, and it's 14-8 in favor of Central Catholic. And you see, again, we'll have full court man-to-man pressure. Brand inbounds the basketball to Moravec. Moravec for Grand Island Central Catholic in the backcourt. Gives up her dribble. The pass now to Steph Ross. Ross now passes the basketball to Brand, and she will control it. Lost control of it now in the defense by Farmer. Therese Farmer with the quick hands here in the tough defense. Brand has it. Now gives up that dribble pass inside to Partington. She will turn, wheel, shoot. It will stay down. It will count, and she fouled. Jamie Partington with the field goal and one. Foul on the Hawkettes. Foul called on St. Cecilia as Partington scores her fourth. Tessa Kalupa picks up the foul, but this will be a one-shot situation. As the field goal made by Partington, Partington has 4 points, and she will shoot her first free throw. It's now 16-8 in favor of the Crusaders. The free throw's off there, no good. A long rebound is tipped out of bounds. Officials got to get their signal straight, and they say it's off the Crusader, and it will be St. Cecilia basketball. 16-8, Crusaders with the lead. St. Cecilia with the basketball. Front court, it's Therese Farmer for St. Cecilia. To the free throw line, a pass to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt will get in the lane, turn and shoot a 14-footer. In and out, no good. On Gaspers with the offensive rebound. Double team there, and she was pushed into play. Gaspers will go back to the free throw line on the foul by Grand Island Central Catholic with 6:20 to go in the first half. That foul called on Sarah Galka. That's her first. The Crusaders over the limit. That's their 18th foul, and Gaspers to go to the free throw line for the 1-1 for St. Cecilia. 16-8 Crusaders. Free throw up by Gaspers. Good, earns the bonus. Gaspers with 2 points. 16-9 Crusaders. They're 10-5 on the year. The Hawkettes at 7-6. Winner goes on to Thursday night semifinal. Second free throw good by Gaspers. 16-10. And Audrey makes them both. Libby Kissinger back in. Lexi Schmidt out for St. Cecilia. 16-10. Central Catholic with the lead. 6:20 to go before halftime. Backcourt, it's Jillian Moravec. Moravec gives up her dribble to the timeline, passes it to Partington, who's into the scoring zone. Jamie Albans pass to Jillian Moravec. Moravec to Katie Brand. 25 feet from the basket on the right wing. Spins to the baseline and bounced it off her foot and out of bounds. So turnover Crusaders. Basketball to St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes trailed early in this quarter, 14-5. They got that lead chipped from 9 down to 6 with 6 minutes to go before halftime. Therese Farmer into the offensive zone for St. Cecilia. Farmer with it. Pass inside to Gaspers. Turns from 5. Shot up and good. Audrey Gaspers with 5 consecutive points for the Hawkettes, and it's 16-12 Central Catholic. Inbounded to Moravec. Moravec gets rid of the basketball to Brand. Brand will get it to the timeline. Crosses into the offensive zone. Pass now to Sarah Galka. Galka for the Crusaders. Back to Brand. Brand to the free throw line. Spins into the lane. It's almost tied up. Gets rid of the basketball underneath the step. Ross. Her shot will roll in. Ross scores for the Crusaders, and it's 18-12. Central Catholic. First field goal for Ross. Front court, it's Farmer. She drives to the baseline. She's bumped on the play. Shot goes up. It doesn't fall, but a foul going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic as the Hawkettes take it to the hole here in the second quarter. Foul call in goal, and that's her second. Three Crusaders with at least 2 fouls. One in bonus on the 19th foul, and Charisse Farmer to shoot the one in bonus for St. Cecilia. Charisse has not scored in the game. This one's up, and this one's good. 18-13. St. Cecilia down by 5. Kalupa comes out. Jackson comes out. Into the ballgame for the first time for St. Cecilia is going to be Jordan Nicola, the 5'5 sophomore, and Libby Kissinger back in. Caitlin Ernst out there also. Second free throw is off there, no good. And the long rebound goes to Farmer. Farmer now to Nicola, to Kissinger. 18-13 Crusaders. Top of the key to Farmer. Long three from there is bouncing around and off, no good. Grabbed by Partington on the rebound for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jamie with it in the backcourt. Is it up to Liz McGowan? McGowan will come all the way into the offensive zone, into the lane. Shovels it into the corner to Ross from 15. It'll be no good. St. Cecilia goes after the ball, but can't grab it, and it's grabbed there by Galka for Central Catholic to Ross. Now to McGowan. Liz with the ball, 5-point Central Catholic lead to Sarah Galka. Top of the key to Katie Brand. Brand will get a screen, take a 13-footer, and score. Katie Brand with her 4th point, and it's 20-13 Grand Island Central Catholic. Thinks he has the ball underneath. Shot put up by Gaspers is no good. Tipped around in the lane. Thinks he tries to save it, but it goes to Ross. Ross now to Golka for the Crusaders. They'll slow it up a little bit. And now Katie Brand will dribble it into the scoring zone. 7-point Crusader lead. McGowan in the lane, lost control of it, picked off by Nicola. Nicola with the steal for St. Cecilia. 2-on-2 the other way. Nicola will drive, put up a left-handed shot. Going to be short, no good, and rebounded by McGowan. McGowan, the outlet pass to Ross, and a whistle and a timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic. Crusaders might have had a break going, but timeout called from the bench by Andy Ansfall. So we'll take a timeout with 4:01 to go in period number two. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 20, St. Cecilia 13, back in 30 seconds.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Welcome back to high school basketball, the second round of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Blaine Bulis with you. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 20. Saints to see a 13 with 4:01 to go in the second quarter. Crusaders inbound at the timeline. Brand now to McGowan, back to Katie Brand. Brand working against the defense of Jackson. There's a pass wide of Steph Ross and out of bounds. Turnover Crusaders. Basketball back to St. Cecilia. Katie Shield, the 5'8 senior, makes her first appearance. Kelsey's been in there, the freshman. This is Katie Shield, who plays quite a bit for the Crusaders. Her first appearance in the game. Hawkett basketball down by 7. They were down by as many as 9 earlier in this quarter. Got it to 4. Now it's back up to 7. There's a pass intended for Jackson. And Brand gets over there to knock it out of bounds as Tessa Kalupa comes back in for Jordan Nicola for Hastings St. Cecilia. Crusaders on the defense here. St. Cecilia down by 7 has the basketball. And Abby Jackson has it to Cook McWhirter underneath to Kissinger. Her shot up and good, and she's fouled, and it will count. Libby Kissinger playing with a lot of confidence offensively, gets her 4th point, and she'll go to the line and try to complete this 3-point play. And the foul is on Liz McGowan. So McGowan, who has 7 to lead the way, has 3 fouls. And also another starter, Maggie Stump, has 3. As Caitlin Ernst checks out and Lexi Schmidt back in. And McGowan with her 3 fouls now has to sit down, and Jillian Moravec back in for the Crusaders, and Kissinger to the free throw line. It's 20-15. Kissinger tries for the 3-point play. It's up, and it is good. And the Hawkettes cut it to 4 once again at 20-16. And Kissinger now has 5. Brooke McWhorter out. Chanel Farmer in for St. Cecilia. They've played 10 tonight. And they'll probably do that the rest of the evening. Down here by 4. Still 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. St. Cecilia with only 4 team fouls. Central Catholic over that 10-foul limit. Brand with the basketball front court now to step off. Ross for the Crusaders to Moravec. Left alone from 16 is going to be off the back iron. No good. The offensive rebound, though, by Central Catholic. Kelsey Shield is back in. The freshman shot up. No good. Partially blocked by Kalupa. Grabbed by Farmer. Chanel Farmer, 3-on-2 the other way to Kissinger. Kissinger to the free throw line. Back out to Jackson. Side to Kalupa. On the wing to Farmer. She will drive. Back out now to Kalupa. 4-point lead for Central Catholic. Pass underneath to Schmidt. First shot rolls in and out. No good. Brand with the rebound. St. Cecilia got the good shot there. It just spun out. And hit Central Catholic with the rebound. They had the ball in the scoring zone. Shield with it. Kelsey Shield now to Katie Shield. Central Catholic controlling the ball. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Katie Shield with the basketball. Top of the key now. The basketball now dribbling the ball. Kelsey Shield. Shield for Central Catholic. Good to be in. There's a pass stolen by Jackson. Abby Jackson will drive. She will put it up and score. And it's 20-18. St. Cecilia now within 2. Abby Jackson has 4 all this quarter. Pressure in the backcourt by St. Cecilia. 20-18. There's a steal. Chanel Farmer shot up. It's no good. That would have tied it. Just off the rim and no good. And Brand with the rebound. Crusaders with 2 minutes to go. Lead by 2. Brand loses the basketball. Kissinger with the steal. Front court pass to Jackson. Gets behind the defense. Abby shoots. It misses, but she's fouled in the play. And Jackson can tie it with these 2 free throws. Now going to be called on Katie Shield. Her first. Crusaders here with 2 starters with 3 fouls on the bench. Katie Steele with the foul, and Abby Jackson will go to the line to shoot two, and she can tie this basketball game. 14-5 earlier this quarter, the Crusaders led as they scored first in this quarter. St. Cecilia got it down to 16-12. It's back up to 20-13, and now it's 20-19. The St. Cecilia is on a six-point run. Jackson makes the first, gets the second. Kissinger and Kalupa go out. Cherise Farmer and Audrey Gaspers check in for St. Cecilia. Five all this quarter for Abby Jackson. They're trying to tie it with a free throw. It is up, and it is nothing but net. Six for Jackson, and we're tied at 20. St. Cecilia on a seven-point run here. They were down 20-13. Now it's 20-20 with 1:50 to go before halftime. Moravec in the backcourt. Passes the ball to Brand. Brand, the sophomore with the six-foot frame, to the timeline, and she's fouled as she gets rid of the basketball. The fifth team foul, and St. Cecilia, and the applause from the Grand Island Central Catholic fans as they finally think a foul whistled on St. Cecilia. Only five on the Hawkettes. The Crusaders over the 10-foul limit. That one's on Abby Jackson. Her first, and the Crusaders inbound at the timeline, far side of the court. Only five team fouls on St. Cecilia. 1:44 to go. First half, 20-20 tie. Brand inbounds, a pass stolen by Gaspers. Gaspers, the pass. The Farmer's going to be a little bit too strong and off to Reese's hand and out of bounds. Turnover, Hawkett. Basketball to Central Catholic. Jamie Partington checks back in for Kelsey Shield. Crusader basketball, we are knotted at 20 with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. A lot of fouls in this quarter. Brand has the basketball for the Crusaders. Gets it into the scoring zone. Katie Brand drives to the baseline, will turn and shoot from five. And before the shot, she is held on the wrist. Non-shooting situation, and this one's going to be called on Cherise Farmer, and that's two on Cherise. No Hawkett with more than two. 16 foul. 1:30 to go, so St. Cecilia is still not over that foul limit. And the Crusaders to inbound, and Brand will have the honors for Grand Island Central Catholic. Bounce pass on the baseline to Moravec. This tip there. It goes into the lane and pulled out of there by Lexi Schmidt, but she has to double dribble before she got rid of the basketball. A double dribble call on the Hawkettes. They turn it over to Central Catholic with 1:26 to go before halftime. And we are tied at 20-20. St. Cecilia has come from nine down this quarter. Got it tied here in the late stages of period number two. Steph Ross with the basketball for the Crusaders. To Brand, Katie Brand to the baseline. Cut off there, double team pass inside. Ball is lost, it goes to the floor. Moravec saves it, does to Ross, who scores. Steph Ross with the basketball. Moravec saved it to Ross, knocked it to Ross, and Ross scored to make it 22-20 Crusaders. Front court Kissinger for St. Cecilia with 1 minute to play in the first half. To Abby Jackson for the Hawkettes. Jackson lob inside to Schmidt. Knocked away from her, but it goes out of bounds. Steph Ross coming over with a little help on defense. Knocked it out of bounds. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. 55 seconds to go. Sarah Galka checks in for Moravec for the Crusaders. Kissinger to inbound for the Hawkettes. Down by 2 points. Down to Schmidt, left alone in the corner from 15. It's in and out and back in. Lexi Schmidt gets free on the inbounds pass and ties it at 22. 3 points now for Schmidt and a whistle in the backcourt. A foul going to be called on St. Cecilia in the backcourt. This will be a one-end bonus for Grand Island Central Catholic with 45 seconds to go in the first half. Foul called on the Hawkettes. Lexi Schmidt, that's her first. Team 7, so a one-end bonus coming up for Steph Roth, who has 4 points all this quarter. First trip to the line. Caitlin Ernst in. Audrey Gaspers out for St. Cecilia. Tessa Kalupa is going to check in right now for St. Cecilia, replacing Cherise Farmer. So it's Kalupa, Kissinger, Jackson, Schmidt, and Ernst for St. Cecilia. Back four of the five starters in there. Kalupa, St. Cecilia's played at 10. Kalupa's come off the bench. He's in there now. Free throw up. Off. No good. Rebound to Schmidt. So it's still a 22-22 tie on the miss there. And a timeout. John Kyle of St. Cecilia wants to set up a play here late in the first half. We'll take a timeout. 41 seconds to go before halftime. St. Cecilia 22. Grand Island Central Catholic 22. We're back in 30 seconds.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
St. Cecilia poured in 17 points this quarter after only 5 in the first. 9 down earlier in this quarter. The Hawkettes have tied it at 20 and now at 22. And Abby Jackson has the ball in the front court. A pass down to Ernst for the Hawkettes. Caitlin with it. Gives it up to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger for St. Cecilia. Central Catholic. Then on tight on Kissinger. Shot over the left hand. It's blocked out of bounds by Moravec. Crusaders keeping a close eye on Libby Kissinger after seeing that game action from Saturday when she was popping in three-pointers from all over the floor. Inbounded to Ernst. Her shot up off short. Gets her own rebound. Shot up and good. Caitlin Ernst hitting the offensive boards and scoring. And St. Cecilia grabs the lead 24-22. St. Cecilia, it's like their first lead of the ball game, and they lead it 24-22 with 8 seconds to go. Front court, Schmidt will pick it off for St. Cecilia. Lobs the pass to Jackson. Jackson with three will have to hurry. Does take a long three. It's going to be well short. Schmidt rebounds and scores at the buzzer. It will count. Lexi Schmidt, it will count at the buzzer. That's a long three fall by Abby Jackson was well short, but Lexi Schmidt was right there underneath the basket to grab the ball and score before the buzzer to end the first half, and St. Cecilia gets a four-point lead here at halftime. After two, it's St. Cecilia 26, Grand Island Central Catholic 22. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Blaine Bulis with you. We are at halftime of this second round game in the Centennial Conference girls portion basketball tournament, the girls portion of this Centennial Conference tournament for this week. The fourth seeded Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders and the fifth seeded St. Cecilia Hawkettes. And as you may expect with those two ball clubs, always a pretty good basketball game. No exception here. We're at halftime and St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 26-22. St. Cecilia not getting their first lead in this basketball game till late in this first half. In fact, Grand Island Central Catholic controlling this basketball game through the first quarter and early into the second quarter. In fact, about halfway through the second quarter before St. Cecilia put on a little run and got in the back in the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic, after we were tied at 2, scored the next 7 points in that first quarter, led 9-2. And the Crusaders led 12-5 after the first quarter as Liz McGowan, their leading scorer, had 5 of the Crusaders' 12 points in the first quarter. The first field goal of the second quarter scored by the Crusaders. They went up 14-5, had their largest lead of the basketball game of 9, 14-5. St. Cecilia scratches their way back into the game, got it to 16-12. But Central Catholic then went up 20-13. And with the Crusaders leading by 7 points at that point, St. Cecilia scores the next 7 points of the quarter and ties it at 20, the first tie since 2-all. We were tied at 20. We were then tied at 22 And then St. Cecilia scored the final of 4 points of the first half, including a field goal at the buzzer by Lexi Schmidt, who grabbed a shot by Abby Jackson underneath the basket. It was an air ball, in fact, and Schmidt grabbed it, no one around her. Lexi just had to put it up off the glass. She did that and scored as time ran out. And St. Cecilia has its largest lead of the ball game, 4 here at halftime, 26-22. So St. Cecilia battles back, a 9 down early in the second quarter, has a 7-point run in the second quarter, and gets its first lead at the 24-22 and extends that to 26-22 here at halftime. And the Hawkettes had a 21-point second quarter, only 5 in the first quarter, 21 in the second for St. Cecilia. The Crusaders had 12 in the first, 10 in the second, so St. Cecilia outscores Central Catholic 21-10 in the second quarter, and gets rid of that 7-point deficit to lead by 4 here at halftime. St. Cecilia 10 out of 13 from the free throw line in the first half of play. In fact, 7 out of 9 in the second quarter, so 10 out of 13 from the free throw line in the first half of St. Cecilia. And so the Hawkettes, a 56% shooting free throw team, shooting more than 70% in this first half, 10 out of 13 from the line, including 7 out of 9 in the second quarter, 3 out of 4 in the first. St. Cecilia has 6 players in the scoring column. They've played 10, 6 have scored. Abby Jackson does lead the way with 6. She had all 6 in the second quarter. 5 each for Audrey Gaspers, who gave the Hawkettes a lift in the second quarter offensively with 5 points. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line and 2-point field goal. 5 for Gaspers, 5 for Libby Kissinger. 4 points for Caitlin Ernst, a field goal in each quarter, and 1 for Cherise Farmer. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brooke McWhorter, Tessa Kalupa, Jordan Nicholas, Chanel Farmer have all played but have not scored for the Hawkettes. But 6 for Jackson, 5 for Schmidt, 5 for Gaspers, 5 for Kissinger, 4 for Ernst, 1 for Cherise Farmer. Grand Island Central Catholic has been held up a little bit here in this basketball game. They're in some foul trouble. Maggie Stump, a starter, has 3 fouls and no points. And Liz McGowan, the leading scorer for the Crusaders on the season in double figures, around 13 a game, has 7 points but also 3 fouls. So Stump, who averages 6 points and 4.5 rebounds per game, has 3 fouls and no points. And McGowan, the 13-point scorer and 3.5 rebounder per game, has 7 points but 3 fouls also for Central Catholic. For St. Cecilia, no one with more than 2. For Central Catholic, McGowan has 7 to lead the way, 4 each for starters Jamie Partington and Katie Brand and Steph Roth. And off the bench hitting a 3 was the freshman Kelsey Scheel for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders 0 out of 2 in the second quarter from the free throw line, 2 out of 2 in the first quarter. They're 2 of 4 from the line, and they have played 9 players, and 5 of them have scored. McGowan has 7, 4 for Partington, 4 for Brand, 4 for Ross, 3 for Kelsey Scheel. Maggie Stump, the starter, with 3 fouls and no points. Julian Morabeck, Sarah Galka, Katie Scheel have also played but have not scored for Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia outscored in the first quarter 12-5. The Hawkettes come back and put together a very good second quarter, outscored the Crusaders 21-10, and St. Cecilia leads it 26-22 here at halftime of this quarterfinal second-round game of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we'll have the third quarter for you with St. Cecilia leading here at halftime. It's the Hawkettes 26 and the Crusaders 22. We're back in 90 seconds.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School. It's 26-22, Hawkettes of St. Cecilia over Grand Island Central Catholic here at halftime of this quarterfinal game at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. The winner tonight will move on to the semifinals. It will be Thursday night, the semifinals for the girls and the boys and the championship games, all at Lincoln Christian High School, as they usually are, have been for years and years, and the semifinals and finals at Lincoln Christian. The girls' semifinals Thursday, the boys' semifinals Saturday, the two championship games at Saturday afternoon and into the evening on this coming Saturday. The winner of this one will take on the winner of number one seeded and unbeaten and number one ranked in the state in C1, Bishop Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. They're playing in a ball game that starts in a few minutes in Wahoo, and the winner there plays the winner here at 6 o'clock Thursday night in the girls' semifinals. The St. Cecilia boys are home tonight, a 7 o'clock game with Boys Town in the quarterfinals of the boys part of the tournament. St. Cecilia is the number two seed. Grand Island Central Catholic is number one. The Crusaders will be playing in the second ball game here tonight. But St. Cecilia's girls lead at 26-22 here at halftime. The third quarter about to begin. St. Cecilia sends out Libby Kissinger, Cherise Farmer, Abby Jackson, Lexi Schmidt, Caitlin Ernst. It'll be Maggie Stump, Katie Brand, Steph Roth, Kelsey Scheel will get the start here, and Liz McGowan will not get a start. Moravec will get the start for Central Catholic as they have a couple players in foul trouble. Third quarter underway, St. Cecilia with the ball. They lose control of it. It's at the baseline, and it's off the Crusader. Katie Brand's out there with Julian Moravec, the senior. Katie Scheel for Central Catholic, Steph Roth, and Kelsey Scheel. So McGowan with three fouls, not starting. Stump with three, not starting. And Partington also not starting for the Crusaders. St. Cecilia with the ball, losing control of it. As Kissinger knocked away from her, it goes to Brand. Turnover, Hawkettes. Brand will drive, knocked away from her. And back on the defense there, Abby Jackson with the quick hands, knocked it away from Brand. It goes out of bounds off Jackson, and it will be Crusader basketball. Just on the way, third quarter, St. Cecilia 26, Grand Island Central Catholic 22. Bounding the ball is Brand. She gets it to Katie Scheel, and Scheel is fouled on the play on the inbounds pass. St. Cecilia with the first foul of the second half. Call on Caitlin Ernst. That'll be her first. St. Cecilia, whistled with fewer fouls in the second half. We'll see how the second half whistles go here. St. Cecilia with the 4-point lead, and they're on defense here. Katie Scheel with it for Central Catholic. There's a pass inside and a whistle and a pushing foul from behind on St. Cecilia. Cherise Farmer. Farmer on the defense there, whistle for a foul. And that's already two team fouls on the Hawkettes, and that's three on Cherise Farmer. So Cherise has picked up three, the first Hawkette to get in foul trouble here with three. Steph Ross to inbound for the Crusaders, guns to Brand. Brand will run it down, passing down to the corner. More of that pass inside to Ross is tipped away on the baseline. Moravec tried to grab it, and she touched the basketball, but she was out of bounds when she did, and it will be Hawkett basketball. St. Cecilia with the 4-point lead. First minute of the third quarter, no scoring yet in this quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball coming this way on offense in the second half. Schmidt with it, top of the key to Ernst. Caitlin with it, right side to Jackson. Jackson inside to Schmidt. She will shoot it, will bounce down and good. Lexi Schmidt with seven. St. Cecilia leads it 28-22, their biggest lead of the night at six. And the Crusaders will face pressure in the backcourt from the Hawkettes, and they have the basketball. Katie Scheel, the senior, in the backcourt to step her off. Ross in the front court to Brand. Brand now to Moravec. She will drive into the lane, stop and shoot. Off the rim, no good, but a foul on St. Cecilia. The traveling also call, and the official who called the traveling is going to be the decision-maker here in the turnover on Central Catholic. It'll be St. Cecilia basketball. Hawkettes 28, Crusaders 22. And these two teams will meet week from Thursday night, February 4th, back here in Central Catholic, their annual meeting for the season, and now St. Cecilia travels. Schmidt walks with the basketball. Turnover, Hawkett. So week from Thursday, these two teams right back here in their regular season meeting. The loser tonight will be off until then. The winner moves on to this Thursday night semifinals in the tournament. The loser will have to not have a game for 9 days. Front court pass. Now it's Brand. Brand with the basketball for Central Catholic. Defensive Farmer. Sharice has to be careful. She has three fouls. Now to Jillian Moravec, the senior. Moravec to Brand on the baseline. Seven-footer up. Off there. No good. Ernst grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Capron with a bounce pass in the backcourt to Jackson. Abby Jackson into the front court now to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger eyes the three. Long three in the air in the hole. Libby Kissinger with three. Her first three tonight. St. Cecilia up that lead to nine. Their biggest lead of the night. Inbound pass stolen by Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt with the steal to Farmer. Underneath the Schmidt. Shot put up. It'll be off there. No good. The fight fought on the baseline. Grabbed by Kissinger. Back out to Jackson. Back to Kissinger. Kissinger inside the three-point arc. Underneath the Schmidt. Shot up and good. Lexi Schmidt with the feed from Kissinger. Nine now for Schmidt and a timeout. Central Catholic. St. Cecilia has an 11-point lead. With 5:26 to go in the third quarter, we'll take a timeout. St. Cecilia 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 22. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Since falling behind early in period number two, 14-5, St. Cecilia has outscored Grand Island Central Catholic the rest of that second quarter and early in this third. 19 points for the Hawkettes and only 8 for Central Catholic. St. Cecilia leads 33-22. They get the three ball from Kissinger and then get a steal on the inbounds pass and get a field goal following that by Lexi Schmidt. 7 points this quarter for St. Cecilia to none for the Crusaders. It's 33-22, 5:26 to go in period number three. St. Cecilia on defense here. Farmer's out there with Schmidt, Jackson, Kissinger, and Ernst. Backcourt pressure by the Hawkettes, inbounded to Liz McGowan, who's now back in the game. But remember, she has three fouls. And Maggie Stump also in there, and she has three. So Stump and McGowan, two normal starters who didn't start this second half, each with three fouls in the first half. They're now in the ball game. Pass underneath to McGowan. She was blocked away by Farmer, but she's going to be whistled for a foul. That's going to be four on Sharice Farmer, and she is going to have to rest for a while. That's four on Farmer. And Tessa Kaloup is going to come in. Sharice thought she had a clean block, but the officials say no, and a foul on Farmer. Liz McGowan to the line to shoot two. In and out, no good. And immediately, McGowan back in the game, their leading scorer. They go right to her, do the Crusaders. She gets it underneath and was fouled, shooting two, missed the first. Kalupa in and Farmer out for the Hawkettes. 33-22, St. Cecilia. Second free throw, McGowan is good. Next one out of two, first point of the quarter for Central Catholic. St. Cecilia by 10. Jackson into the scoring zone for the Hawkettes. Almost pulled the pivot foot. Officials say no. There's a pass to Kissinger. Knocked into the backcourt. Libby will run it down to Kaloup in the front court. She loses control of it. And it was grabbed there by Partington and a foul call on Tessa Kaloupa in the backcourt. So Kaloupa picks up her second. That's the team's fourth already in this half. So St. Cecilia barely over the foul limit in the first half of six. Now has four in the first 3 minutes or so, 3 minutes and 6 seconds of this quarter. Ernst goes out for the Hawkettes, and Chanel Farmer comes in. Schmidt's out there with Kaloupa, Chanel Farmer. Aubrey Gaspers also checks in, and Abby Jackson out there for the Hawkettes. Central Catholic basketball down by 10 here, 33-22, and Liz McGowan into the offensive zone for Central Catholic. Chipped away by Chanel Farmer. Farmer gets the steal. She will drive. Shoot shot off, no good. Following the play, Schmidt, she will rebound, shoot, and score, and she's fouled. So Lexi Schmidt following the play after the missed layup attempt by Farmer, gets the offensive rebound and scores for St. Cecilia, and she's fouled on the play. 35-23, Hawkins, the fourth foul on Liz McGowan. A big one there as McGowan picks up her fourth, and Schmidt's free throw is up and good. The three-point play for Lexi Schmidt, and she has 7 this quarter and 12 in the game. 36-23, McGowan now will have to lead with 4 fouls at the 4:37 mark. Grand Island Central Catholic sends in McKenna Kime, a 5'6 freshman. So Kime into the ballgame for McGowan. McGowan has 4 fouls. Inbounds pass to Partington for Central Catholic in the backcourt. Gives it up now to Maggie Stump. Stump in the backcourt for the Crusaders. Passes the ball to Katie Brand. Brand does a lot of the ball handling, the 6-foot sophomore. And she dribbles the basketball into the scoring zone. Stops and pops from 15. No good. The rebound to Chanel Farmer. Hawkins by 13 in control right now. Jackson pass underneath to Schmidt. She fakes, shoots, and scores. Lexi Schmidt with the field goal. She has 9 this quarter, and St. Cecilia's lead is up to 15. 38-23, Hawkins. After only a 5-point first quarter, St. Cecilia scored 33 points since then to only 21. Only 11. For the Hawkins, St. Cecilia outscored 12-5 in the first quarter, outscored the Crusaders 21-10 in the second. They have the lead up to 15 now in the third, 38-23 with 4:10 to go. Crusaders inbound in the backcourt, the basketball to McKenna Kime. Kime gives it up to Maggie Stump. Stump on the dribble, hounded there and stolen by Tessa Kalupic. He tries to steal it, it goes to Brand. Brand now in the front court to Ross. Good defense by St. Cecilia. To the free throw line. Brand, 15 footers off there. No good. Tipped around and grabbed by Chanel Farmer. St. Cecilia controlling the boards and playing tough defense in this third quarter. Front court now to Kissinger. Kissinger to Chanel Farmer. She eyes the three in the air, in and out. No good. The rebound is picked up by Kalupa for St. Cecilia. She's to the baseline. Lost control. Schmidt now to Farmer. Chanel shot up off the glass and good. Chanel Farmer with the field goal, her first. St. Cecilia's lead up to 17, 40-23. Backcourt steal by Schmidt to Farmer. Underneath to Kissinger, tipped away from her. They say it's off Libby Kissinger of St. Cecilia. It will be Central Catholic basketball. Again, good backcourt pressure. The St. Cecilia has the Crusaders rattled. To be very truthful right now, it's 40-23 with 3:19 to go. Still a lot of time to go, but the Crusaders to right this boat if they're going to get back into it. And they have the basketball. McKenna Kime in the backcourt. To Jillian Moravec, who's back in there. Good pressure in the backcourt by the Hawkins now. To Maggie Stump. McGowan out of there with 4 fouls, and there's a 10-second call. St. Cecilia with the pressure defense forcing the 10-second call. The Crusaders can't get it past the half-court line in 10 seconds. Turnover, Central Catholic, and Andy Anspaugh calls a timeout for Grand Island Central Catholic. So we'll take one with 3:08 to go in period number 3. St. Cecilia 40, Grand Island Central Catholic 23. We're back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
St. Cecilia has the lead up to 17, 40-23. Lexi Schmidt has 9 points this quarter. The Hawkins have 14. They have outscored Central Catholic 14-1 here in this third quarter after outscoring the Crusaders 21-10 in the third quarters. Grand Island Central Catholic led this game 12-5 after the first quarter. It's now 40-23. The Hawkins. With the 17-point lead, and they have the basketball. Abby Jackson back in, gets the ball from Kissinger. With McWhorter also in there. Audrey Gaspers on the floor. Tessa Kalupa on the floor for the Hawkins. Gaspers has it. Less than 3 minutes to go in the third. Kalupa for three. Partially deflected and grabbed at the baseline by Moravec. That one didn't make it to the basket. Moravec is fouled on the play in the backcourt by Tessa Kalupa. Moravec was getting up ahead of steam to head down the floor, and Kalupa fouled her. Tried to knock the ball away. That's 3 on Kalupa. 5 team fouls on St. Cecilia this half. 2:50 to go in the third quarter, 40-23. Stump to inbound, does in the backcourt to Moravec. Anthony Moravec, one of the three seniors on the Central Catholic team. There's a pass too strong for McKenna Kime and out of bounds at the timeline. At the feet of Kime and pass turn out of bounds. Hawkettes with great pressure in the backcourt. Playing great defense this third quarter. McWhorter inside to Gaspers on the cut, and she scores. McWhorter to Gaspers in the field goal, 42-23. St. Cecilia on the backcourt with the steal. Kissinger with the steal to Jackson. Pass underneath to Kalupas, tipped away, goes out of bounds. It is off of the Central Catholic. No, it's off of the St. Cecilia Hawkette. It'll be Crusader basketball. St. Cecilia's lead up to 19, 42-23. Again, the Crusaders with only 1 point in this quarter. St. Cecilia with pressure all over the floor. Man to man. Inbounded to Moravec in the backcourt. Looks for Stump, tipped away, trying to get the steal. It's Kissinger, but it goes out of bounds, and St. Cecilia knocked it there. Caitlin Ernst back in for Brooke McWhorter for the Hawkettes. 2:19 to go in period number three. St. Cecilia's lead up to 19. The winner moves on to the semifinals, 6 o'clock Thursday night at Lincoln Christian. There's an inbounds pass for the Hawkettes. It was off a Crusader. Hawkette basketball, so they will retain possession. Jackson with it. Jackson loops it back out for three in the air. Kalupa is going to be short. The rebound goes to Maggie Stump, and she is going to be fouled on the play, the way it looks on a Hawkette. Yes. Tessa Kalupa picks up her fourth, so Tessa's got four. 2:06 to go, third quarter. Chanel Farmer in, Tessa Kalupa out. Checking back in for the Crusaders now. They have Katie Scheel into the basketball game. And Michaela Oskick, a 5'9 junior for her first appearance. So Andy Anspel looking for any help he can get here. The steal by Jackson for St. Cecilia in the backcourt to Kissinger. Kissinger for St. Cecilia on another steal by the Hawkettes. Bounce pass to Farmer. She drives into the lane. Shot going to be blocked out of bounds by Grand Island Central Catholic. It looked like the block there, and it was by Maggie Stump. Back in McKenna Kime for the Crusaders. Going out, Sarah Galka. St. Cecilia to inbound. 1:49 to go in the third. Abby Jackson. In shot put up. It's going to be good by Lexi Schmidt. Inbounds pass to Schmidt, and she scores. That's 11 this quarter for Schmidt. St. Cecilia's lead up to 21 points. Crusaders with the basketball in the backcourt. Maggie Stump has it. Knocked away from her, but it goes to Ostick for Central Catholic now. To Katie Scheel into the front court now. To Maggie Stump, and Stump will slow it up, but the Crusaders are down by 21 points here with 1:20 to go in period number three. St. Cecilia with the basketball on the defense here, and it's stolen now. Chanel Farmer, St. Cecilia with another turnover, forcing another turnover. Top of the key, Jackson left alone for three. Off there, no good. Schmidt goes for the rebound, and she ties up. Katie Scheel, alternate possession on that jump ball. It will go to the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic with 1:08 to go in period number three and another timeout. Andy Anspaw on Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia with a very impressive third quarter. 18 points this quarter. The Hawkettes to only one for Central Catholic. We'll take a timeout. 1:08 to go third quarter. St. Cecilia 44. Grand Island Central Catholic 23. We're back in 30 seconds.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
St. Cecilia 44, Grand Island Central Catholic 23. Again, the winner moves on to the semifinals Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian against the winner of Bishop Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. That ball game has just started. St. Cecilia boys just underway at home tonight against Boys Town in the quarterfinals of the boys' part of the tournament. That game on our sister station, 1230 KHAS Radio. St. Cecilia with the 21-point lead on defense here. Again, they have pressure full court. Inbounding the basketball, Central Catholic to Katie Brand. Brand back in there for the Crusaders. She has it in the backcourt. Abby Jackson with the defense there. So Brand tries to get it to across the timeline. Knocked away from her. It rolls into the front court, and Scheel picks it up. Katie Scheel. Down to McGowan. She will drive. Shoot and score. There's McGowan. Hampered with four fouls. Gets the first field goal. The only field goal so far of this period for Central Catholic. It's 44-25. All 3 points this quarter by McGowan. Again, she has four fouls, though, for Central Catholic, their leading scorer.
the pass underneath him. Ernst, she will shoot and score. Katie Ernst with the field goal. Caitlin Ernst with the field goal. She has six. 46-25. A good pass there over the defense. Ernst grabs it and scores. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Saints is here by 21 points. Fran with the basketball. Underneath to McGowan, tipped away, but grabbing the shot, put up to be in the hole. Good for 2 points. For Maggie Stump, the first field goal of the night for Stump. 46-27. Pass underneath by Gaspers, and she scores. Audrey Gaspers gets the pass and scores. Saints is here by 21 again, 48-27. Inbounds pass knocked out of bounds by Kissinger. And the Hawkettes will be back on defense. Jordan Nicola will check in for Abby Jackson. 3 seconds to go, third quarter. 3 seconds to play in the third. The Crusaders have to come the length of the floor. 48-27, Saints is still with the lead. Moravec wants to inbound for Central Catholic. They got to go the length of the floor in 3 seconds. Inbound it to Brand. The timeline, Shield will throw it up from 40. It's going to be off the, in fact, off of nothing. Air ball. That's the end of the third quarter. That one didn't get that close. St. Cecilia with the lead, a very big third quarter. After three, Hawkett 48, Crusaders 27. We're back in 30 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Saints is through with 22 points in that third quarter. Outscores the Crusaders 22-5. And Saints is through, after three quarters of play, leads this game 48-27. So Saints is through, has outscored the Crusaders 43-15 in the second and third quarters of this game after trailing by seven after one quarter. We played three. It's 48-27. St. Cecilia with a 21-point lead. They've had this 21-point lead on three different occasions, this being the third time, and they have the ball. And they have Charisse Farmer out there start this quarter, and Charisse palms the basketball, turns it over in the first possession for the Hawkettes. Now Charisse out there with four fouls. Tessa Kalupa also has four. Thanks to Chanel Farmer, Jordan Nicola, Audrey Gaspers now quickly will check out. Charisse Farmer's out there. Caitlin Ernst and Lexi Smith checks back in. There's a pass in the front court to McGowan. She will drive, shoot, shot short, no good. The battle for it in the lane, going to the floor, trying to get the basketball. Central Catholic, they come out of the rhythm now. Jump ball is called. Alternate possession, it will stay with Grand Island Central Catholic. Liz McGowan, the leading scorer, and looks like she's going to get the basketball. Strategy may be, let's let McGowan do some scoring here. She has scored 10 to lead the way. Pass it to McGowan is deflected away. Grabbed by Moravec. She gets it to Shield. Her shot put up a roll out of there. No good. So Central Catholic in there. Hurry on offense. Missed that shot. Farmer with the rebound. To Nicholas. She will drive. Shoot and score. Jordan Nicola with the drive. The pass from Chanel Farmer. 50-27. St. Cecilia's biggest lead now up to 23. 50-27 in the ballgame with 7:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Front court for Central Catholic. There's a shot put up from the wing. It's going to be good. That's from the deep in the corner. Kelsey Shield with three. That's her second three of the game. She has six, and it's 50-30, St. Cecilia. So Central Catholic is going to speed up that offense. They're going to be putting the shots up. Farmer now for three. Chanel's shot off the iron. No good. Tipped around. It goes long, but it goes to Kelsey Shield of Central Catholic. Her pass tipped away. Stolen by Chanel Farmer. She will drive and score. But before the shot, a foul called on Central Catholic before Chanel Farmer could get that shot off. That's going to be on Liz McGowan, and that's going to be five on McGowan. McGowan saved the field goal, but she picked up her fifth foul. And Liz might have been smarter to just let Farmer have that field goal. Non-shooting situation, that's the fifth foul on Liz McGowan. So she fouls out with 10 points, but she is the leading scorer for Central Catholic at 13 on the season. Fouls out with 6:56 to go in the ballgame and 10 points. Brooke McWhirter back in has the ball for St. Cecilia with a non-shooting situation. Galecki Schmidt. Nicola's out there along with Kalupa and Charisse Farmer. Now Kalupa to Farmer. Farmer, Charisse eyes the three and hits it. Charisse Farmer with three. She has four. St. Cecilia leads 53-30.
Back up to 23. There's a pass stolen by McWhorter. Another turnover on Central Catholic. Therese Farmer will drive into the lane to McWhorter. Knocked away, but it goes to Lexi Schmidt. Shot up, no good. Bounced around in McWhorter. Dishes back out to Therese Farmer to the baseline. A runner from five is going to be out of there. No good. The rebound goes to Farmer to Nicola. In the corner to McWhorter. Cross court to Therese Farmer. Fake drives. She will shoot off the glass and score. Farmer faked the three and drove to the basket and scored. Six for Therese. 55-30. St. Cecilia having a marvelous last three quarters of this basketball game. We played just over 2 minutes. They have a 25-point lead. There's a foul in the front court on the Hawkettes. Jordan Nicola, St. Cecilia. On the foul there, Nicola picks it up. 5:54 to go. St. Cecilia, 55-30, had that lead at the six-minute mark. They foul that time down the floor, and to the free throw line is Maggie Stump. St. Cecilia over the six foul limit, so a 1-1 for Stump. Crusaders had only 5 points in that third quarter. Free throw up and good, earning the bonus is Maggie Stump. She has three, 55-31. We'll see how much the Crusaders can cut into this lead. St. Cecilia, a very comfortable lead, but they're playing very good defense this second half. Second free throw, goodbye. Stump, she has four, and it's 54-32. St. Cecilia shooting the ball well this half also. The Hawkettes with the ball in the front court. In fact, St. Cecilia had 43 points in the middle two quarters of this game. Cooper to the baseline. Tessa now back out to Therese Farmer. To Kissinger, knocked away from her, but Libby will run it down and pick it up for St. Cecilia. Behind the back dribble, Kissinger into the lane. Is pumped there and a whistle. A foul going to be called in Central Catholic. It's only going to be their 13. That's going to be a non-shooting situation. The foul is going to be called on Central Catholic's Katie Shield. That's her second. Again, only the third team foul, so St. Cecilia still a ways away from the free throw line. And back into the game for Central Catholic is Steph Ross for the Crusaders. Kalupa inbounds to Schmidt, to Abby Jackson back in there for the Hawkettes. Kissinger and Brooke McWhorter also back in. A three by Kalupa's in the air. Out of there, no good. Rebounded by Central Catholic's Kelsey Shields. Shields on the dribble into the scoring zone. 5:14 to play. There's a three ball in the air by Maggie Stump, and it's good. So Stump for three. She has 7-5 this quarter. The lead down to 20, 55-35. Quickly front court, McWhorter. Knocked away from her, but she gets the ball back. To Kissinger for three in the air, in and out, no good. Tipped around and a whistle and a rebounding foul going to be called on St. Cecilia. It's going to be on Brooke McWhorter. That's going to be her third, and we'll walk to the far end of the floor. Central Catholic is going to be shooting free throws. St. Cecilia over the limit, and Jamie Partington will come in. St. Cecilia commits the foul there. We'll send the Central Catholic to the line. Chance to score points without the clock moving. 4:58 to go as Audrey Gaspers checked in. Tessa Kalupa will go out. It's Gaspers, Jackson, Schmidt, McWhorter, and Kissinger for St. Cecilia. To the free throw line for the 1-1 is going to be Katie Shield for Central Catholic. It's 55-35, St. Cecilia by 20. Shields free throw up and in and out, no good. Grabbed by Schmidt for the missed front end of a 1-1. Jackson, front court pass down to Gaspers for St. Cecilia. Audrey with it, looks inside from McWhorter. Dribbles a couple times, now back out to Kissinger, tipped away from her, but grabbed by McWhorter. McWhorter now to Kissinger. St. Cecilia with a 20-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Abby Jackson with it now. Right side to McWhorter. Look for a cutter inside. Schmidt is not there for that pass. Will go long, but it goes to Gaspers. Shot out no good. They battle for it inside and a whistle. It looks like we're going to have a foul on Grand Island Central Catholic. There's two Hawkettes there on the rebounding attempt. Foul going to be called on Grand Island Central Catholic's Katie Shield. That's her third, 15. As Jamie Partington checks in for Shield. McWhorter goes out for St. Cecilia. Therese Farmer comes in, takes the inbound pass, takes the three and scores. Therese Farmer comes in off the bench, gets that inbound pass, hits the three-point field goal, and St. Cecilia's lead back up to 23. Gaspers tries to save it, but knocks it out of bounds. St. Cecilia swarming on the defense, full court pressure. Now they'll fall back on defense. But Therese Farmer came in off the bench, took the inbounds pass and made it three. She has eight this quarter, nine in the game. St. Cecilia with the lead of 58-35.
Central Catholic with the basketball. Again, these two teams will play here on February 4th in their regular season matchup. And the winner here will be going to the semifinal. Steph Ross for three off the swing. No good. The rebound underneath by Moravec. Shoots and scores. Jillian Moravec, her first field goal. 58-37. St. Cecilia doing a good job on the boards also tonight. They lead by 21 and a foul in the front court on Grand Island Central Catholic, Steph Ross. St. Cecilia with a 21-point lead, and we're 1 second under the four-minute mark. That means there's 3:59 to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia having two very impressive quarters, the second and the third, outscoring the Crusaders 43-15. They were down by 7 at the quarter, led by 21 after three quarters, and John Kyle gets a full timeout here. We'll take one with 3:59 to go in the ballgame. St. Cecilia girls 58. Grand Island Central Catholic 37. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
St. Cecilia at 58, Grand Island Central Catholic 37. Fourth quarter of this game, the Hawkettes stormed back from a 7-point first quarter deficit and have taken control of this game. In the second quarter late, they were up only by 4 at halftime, but had a very big third quarter, outscoring the Crusaders 22-5, and they have a 21-point lead. Try to get a quarter score, maybe a halftime score for you in that St. Cecilia boys game. They're at home tonight in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament against Boys Town. That ball game started a few minutes ago. And it's also on our sister station, 1230 KHS, as the Hawkettes have the basketball. Gasper's pass is tipped away, goes into the corner, and grabbed by Grand Island Central Catholic, Jamie Partington. So the Hawkettes turn it over. There's a long pass into the front court for Ross. She will shoot and score. Steph Ross. She gets fined. The defense and scores. She has 6. And it's 58-39, the lead in 19. St. Cecilia with the ball. Jackson in the backcourt. Down to the front court now to Lexi Schmidt. Schmidt out to Farmer. Sharice with it as St. Cecilia works against this man-to-man defense. Farmer loops a pass to Gaspers. St. Cecilia not in any hurry here, trying to work this motion offense against the man-to-man defense. Farmer now is bumped on the play, and there's going to be a foul called on Jillian Moravec for Central Catholic. That's her second. And the Crusaders are over the 6-foul limit, meaning they're 7. Sends St. Cecilia for the 1 in bonus as Kalupa comes in. Gaspers goes out. Schmidt goes out, and Kissinger comes in. Sharice Farmer to the free throw line for the 1-1 for St. Cecilia. Farmer has 9, but 8 this quarter. Sharice free throw up and good. Earns the bonus. 59-39. St. Cecilia over their scoring average of the season. They average 52 points a game. They scored 59 here. Farmer's second free throw is up and good. Up in the net there. That's 10 this quarter for Sharice. And St. Cecilia has scored 60. 60-39. Moravec in the backcourt. The basketball now is Maggie Stump. Stump will get a screen and cross the timeline with 3:10 to go. Long pass to Moravec in the front court at the baseline. Shot put up. It's going to roll off. No good. Tipped around. The paddle part in the lane. Picked up by Central Catholic. Shield, and it's knocked away from her and out of bounds, and it'll be St. Cecilia on the defense here, Central Catholic basketball. Brooke McWhorter, Chanel Farmer in, Caitlin Ernst, Therese Farmer go out. McWhorter, Kalupa, Kissinger, Jackson, and Chanel Farmer for St. Cecilia. Stump to inbound for the Crusaders. 60-39, inbounded to Partington. Partington now to Ross. Three ball on the wing is going to bounce out there. No good by Stump. The rebound to Kalupa for St. Cecilia. 2:50 to play. St. Cecilia up by 21. 60-39. Front court is Kissinger. Shield drive tipped away from her and grabbed by Moravec, and Kissinger on the floor commits a foul. As Libby tried to grab for the basketball after the steal by Moravec, and Libby Kissinger picks up the foul. And St. Cecilia on their 19th foul will send the Central Catholic to the line. And the Hawkettes don't want that. They want the clock to run. 2:43 to go. The Moravec will have a 1-1. Jillian will eye this first free throw. 2:43 to play. Moravec's free throw is up. It is good. Nothing to net there.
earns the bonus. She has three, 60 to 40. St. Cecilia leading by 20. Julian Moore back. One of the three seniors again on this ball club. St. Cecilia has only one senior on their varsity roster here, of course. Audrey Gasper. So both these pretty young ball clubs, but a lot of experience by these ball clubs. The St. Cecilia's lead is 60 to 41. Moravec makes them both. St. Cecilia ball front court. It's Kissinger for the Hawkeyes. It's been a man-to-man defense all night for Central Catholic, and St. Cecilia has been getting some good shots inside. Now the double team, and Kalupa drops off inside to Jack and bounce pass to McWhorter. And Brooke just couldn't quite hang on, out of bounds. Off McWhorter, basketball to Central Catholic. St. Cecilia sending in some new troops here. Sarah Gettert, a 5'7 sophomore. Sarah Gettert into the basketball game. Aubrey Gaspers also checks back in. And Chanel Farmer, so first appearance for Sarah Gettert, 5'7 sophomore for the Hawkettes. 2:19 to play. In the backcourt, Maggie Stump inbounds the basketball to Kelsey Shield, who's back in there for Central Catholic. Stump now will dribble it across the timeline. Crusaders lost their leading scorer to foul in this corner. McGowan with 10. There's a shot underneath and a basket by Kelsey Shield, and she's fouled. That's 8 for Kelsey, the freshman. She makes the field goal, and she's fouled with 2:08 to go at 60-43. And a foul called on Sarah Gettert. Well, Sarah gets in the ball game, commits a foul. Sophomore. Swift McWhorter goes out. Audrey Gasper's in for the Hawkettes. 2:08 to play. Things to see leading by 17. Led by as many as 25 in this game. Free throw up and good by Shield for the freshman. 6 this quarter, 9 in the game for Central Catholic. 60-44. Things to see with Chanel Farmer across the timeline. Chanel into the scoring zone with 2 minutes to play. Lobs a pass inside for Gettert. Tries to save it and does. Excuse me. Out there for St. Cecilia. Lisa Schropp. So St. Cecilia getting the entire bench clear. Audrey Gaspers with it for St. Cecilia. 1:45 to go near the timeline. Gaspers gets rid of it to Schropp. Elisa with the basketball. The freshman to Farmer. Gettert from 15 feet. It'll be in and out of there. No good. Rebound to Schropp on the play. St. Cecilia with the ball. Gaspers with it. Gaspers now in a whistle on the timeout. John Kyle. So Jordan Nicola had the basketball. That'll be a timeout on the floor, so we'll take one with 1:25 to go. It's St. Cecilia 60, Grand Island Central Catholic 44. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
St. Cecilia 60, Grand Island Central Catholic 44, 1:25 to go in the ball game. St. Cecilia boys lead Boys Town 14-10 after the first quarter of their quarterfinal game at the St. Cecilia gym. And St. Cecilia clearing the bench here. Brianna Poppy, the 5'7 sophomores out there for the Hawkettes as they will win this ball game and win their eighth game of the season with 1:11 to go. It's a 16-point ball game. Central Catholic with the basketball. Maggie Stump will shoot and score. Stump with 7 this quarter, 9 in the game. 60-46 to lead down to 14 with 1 minute to go. And the Crusaders knock it out of bounds, and it's off a Hawkette. It'll be Crusader basketball. 14-point lead with 1:01 to go in the ballgame. Maggie Stump to inbound for Central Catholic. Goes to Ross, but knocked out of bounds by St. Cecilia's Brianna Poppy. And the Hawkettes knock it out of bounds once again on the inbounds pass. So Central Catholic trying to get it inbounds here. They're within 14, 1 minute to go. They get it in this time. A runner from 7 off the glass and rim is going to be no good on the play by Kelsey Shield. Another shot put up and it'll be good. On the play and a foul on St. Cecilia for the rebound and score by Maggie Stump. Stump's taking over the game offensively for Central Catholic and McGowan fouling out 53 seconds to go. And it's up down to 60-48. So Central Catholic within 12 now. Chanel Farmer comes in for St. Cecilia. Brianna Poppy comes out of the ballgame. And Stump will try to complete this three-point play. 9 this quarter for Maggie, 11 in the game, 12 in the game. Completes the three-point play, and the lead down to 11 at 60-49. St. Cecilia's fouled in the backcourt with 50.9 seconds to go. So the lead down to 11. John Kyle hopes to get his reserves, so to speak, to finish this ball game out. Central Catholic is still, looks like, about 3 girls who have not been able to take their warm-ups off and get in this game. They've still got pretty much the regulars in the ball game. And Chanel Farmer shoots at the other end and makes the first free throw for St. Cecilia. So Chanel Farmer with the first free throw good. She's shooting 1-1, 61-49. St. Cecilia had a 25-point lead in this quarter with 6 minutes to go. Misses the second. The rebound by Gettard. And St. Cecilia controls. Nicola with the basketball to Chanel Farmer. 61-49 with 40 seconds to play. St. Cecilia has the basketball. Nicola with it for the Hawkettes. And the Hawkettes are going to win their 8th game of the year. And they're going to advance to the semifinals of the conference tournament on Thursday at Lincoln Christian, a 6 o'clock ball game. They'll get the winner of number 1 ranked Wahoo Newman, a team that has beaten St. Cecilia once this year already, and Lincoln Lutheran. That game is going on right now in Wahoo. Jordan Nicola with the dribble. Pass back out of St. Cecilia. 15 seconds to go. Nicola has it once again. 61-49, and the Hawkettes will win their 8th game of the year. After the win Saturday, they're going to pick this one up. Farmer, the pass underneath. Shot put up is going to be off there. No good. And the rebound comes out to Grand Island Central Catholic with 2 seconds to go. Into the front court, losing control of the basketball. Central Catholic picked up by the Hawkettes. And that's the basketball game. And St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 61-49. The Hawkettes with 2 very big mid-quarters in this game. The second and the third, they outscore the Crusaders 43-15. Turn a 7-point first-quarter deficit into a 21-point lead after 3. And St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 61-49. St. Cecilia girls 61, Grand Island Central Catholic 49. We'll talk about this game in 90 seconds.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events. A Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
Welcome back to Grand Island Senior High School. Blaine Gulis with you as we'll wrap up the play-by-play portion of things here. But boys, stay tuned. We got the player of the game for St. Cecilia and the coach's post-game show. Hope to hear from John Kyle of St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes win this one tonight in the second round, the quarterfinal round of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. St. Cecilia 61, Grand Island Central Catholic 49 in this ballgame. St. Cecilia gaining control of this game late in the second quarter going into halftime and then outscored the Crusaders 22-5 in the third quarter with great pressure defense in the backcourt, forcing turnovers in the third quarter, and the offense getting 11 points in the third quarter from Lexi Schmidt, 22 in that third quarter for the Hawkettes, and they put everything together in the second, third, and the fourth quarter of this game after falling behind 12-5 after the first quarter. The Hawkettes got a couple of starters for Central Catholic in foul trouble with Maggie Stump and the leading scorer Liz Gowan with three by halftime. St. Cecilia trailed 12-5 after one quarter, got it to 16-12, fell behind 20-13. Hawkettes scored seven in a row, tied it at 20. We were tied at 22. St. Cecilia got the last four of the first half, led 26-22 at halftime, but using a stifling, pressing defense and a good offensive performance with 22 points in the third quarter, St. Cecilia forced turnovers, took advantage of those turnovers, outscored the Crusaders 22-5 in the third quarter of play, and led 48-27 after three quarters of play. St. Cecilia got that lead all the way up to 25 points, 55-30, at the six-minute mark of the contest. Central Catholic was, for all intents and purposes, out of it. They did put on a little bit of a run, scored some points late in the basketball game, got it cut down to 11, but St. Cecilia had the lead high enough to not be threatened the rest of the way, and the Hawkettes won it by 12, 61-49, but they did lead by 25 with 6 minutes to go. The final score was 61-49. St. Cecilia winning. They are now 8-6 on the year, and the Hawkettes advance to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Although be playing at 6 o'clock on Thursday night at Lincoln Christian High School against the winner of tonight's Bishop Newman and Lincoln Lutheran ball game. Newman has already defeated St. Cecilia once this basketball season and by a 61-37 margin back on December the 5th in the number one ranked. Newman probably will be the opponent for St. Cecilia on Thursday night. The St. Cecilia wins it here, 61-49, they're 8-6 on the year. Lexi Schmidt led the way with 16 points. Lexi had 11 of those in the third quarter when St. Cecilia pulled away in this game. 11 for Cherise Farmer, and she had 10 of those in the fourth quarter. 9 for Audrey Gaspers, 5 of those in the second quarter. 8 for Libby Kissinger on the evening. 6 for Caitlin Ernst. 6 for Abby Jackson. 3 for Chanel Farmer. 2 for Jordan Nicola. As St. Cecilia wins at 61-49. Brooke McWhorter also played but didn't score. Tessa Kalupa played but didn't score for St. Cecilia. As everybody suited up, got a chance to be in the ball game for the Hawkettes tonight. Jordan Nicola had 2 points also for St. Cecilia on the night. But 16 for Lexi Schmidt, 11 for Cherise Farmer, 9 for Audrey Gaspers, and 8 for Libby Kissinger to lead the way. St. Cecilia made 14 free throws in 18 attempts on this evening, so 14 of 18 from the free throw line for the Hawkettes tonight, and they score 61 points tonight, including 43 of those in the second and third quarter combined. 12 points for Maggie Stump to lead the way, and she had 10 of those in the fourth quarter. 10 for Liz McGowan, leading score about 13 a game for Central Catholic. McGowan had 7 in the first half, only 3 in the third quarter. She fouled out in the fourth quarter play with 10 to tonight, also in double figures to go with Stumps 12, and 6 for Steph Roth, 9 for Kelsey Shield, a freshman, hit a couple of threes and scored 9 for Central Catholic, and 4 each for Jamie Partington, Katie Brand, and Jillian Norbeck. So the 6-foot Brand didn't hurt the Hawkettes too much in that ball game, as she ended up with only a 4 on the night. 12 for Stump, 10 for McGowan for Central Catholic, and the Crusaders fall to 10-6, and they'd won 3 in a row and 8 of their last 9 at St. Cecilia with 2 very good quarters, the second and the third, where they outscored the Crusaders 43-15, turned a 7-point first half deficit into a 21-point lead after 3, and the Hawkettes win it 61-49. That will do it for the play-by-play force of things, but stay tuned, the player of the game show to follow, and the coach's post-game show. Again, the final score here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School in the girls' quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes 61, the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 49. Stay tuned. The Player of the Game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550, KICS.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic Senior High School. Saints 2 wins it here tonight, 61-49 over Grand Island Central Catholic in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. And the Hawkettes move on to the semifinals on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian High School. For Saints 2, again, two big quarters, the second and the third. They scored 21 in the second, 22 in the third, and outscored the Crusaders 43-15 in those two quarters. And that was the key here tonight. The defense of the Hawkettes forcing turnovers in the backcourt with the press, and then the offensive production, 16 for Lexi Schmidt, 11 for Sharice Farmer, 9 for Aubrey Gaspers, and 8 for Libby Kissinger for St. Cecilia to lead the way. 14 out of 18 from the free throw line for the Hawkettes tonight, and they win it by the score of 61-49. We will name our player, or maybe players, of the game for St. Cecilia right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll name our players of the game for St. Cecilia. Our player here, I think we'll give it to a couple here tonight. The Sparks tonight, everybody could get a certificate tonight. A very good team effort by the Hawkettes offensively and defensively and on the boards. Lexi Schmidt will be one of our players with 16, and Lexi had 11 of those in the third quarter of play when St. Cecilia turned a four-point halftime lead into a 21-point lead after three. Schmidt had 11 in that quarter, had 16 in the game. So Lexi Schmidt will be one of our players of the game. We're going to give another one tonight to Audrey Gaspers. Now, Gaspers always works hard on the boards and defensively is not a big scoring threat, but she did have 9 tonight, including 5 points in a row in the second quarter when St. Cecilia got back in the basketball game. Trending in the second quarter, Gaspers had 5 in that quarter. St. Cecilia ended up leading by 4. At halftime, so Gaspers ended up with 9 points on the evening, and Lexi Schmidt had 16. They'll be our players of the game for St. Cecilia. Lexi Schmidt and Audrey Gaspers for St. Cecilia as the Hawkettes win it 61-49 to advance to the semifinals on Thursday night. Stay tuned. The coaches' postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our post-game coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Saints to stay wins it by 61-49. We hope to hear from St. Cecilia coach John Kyle, but the Hawkettes maybe wanting to get on the old bus and get back to Hastings, make that short trip back to Hastings and catch the rest of the boys' game, which is going on at the Chapman Gymnasium in the quarterfinals of the boys' part of this tournament. St. Cecilia had a lead of 4 after the first quarter in that basketball game, and that one started at 7, so they may be heading back to Hastings as Coach Kyle and the girls want to get back and maybe catch the end of that boys' contest. We will see. We will tell you, though, the St. Cecilia won this game by the score of 61-49. Again, the Hawkettes fell behind 12-5 after the first quarter. were down 20-13 in the second quarter and scored 7 points in a row. It tied the game at 20. It was tied at 22 all. St. Cecilia got the last 4 points of the third and second quarter, led at halftime, 26-22. Then the Hawkettes really turned it on in the third quarter with the offense scoring 22 points and a number of those points after turnovers in the backcourt by Central Catholic as the St. Cecilia pressing defense kind of rattled the Crusaders in that third quarter, and St. Cecilia poured in 22 in the third to 5 for the Crusaders, and the Hawkettes led 48-27 after 3 and led by as many as 25 in the fourth and won it 61-49. 16 for Lexi Schmidt, 11 for Cherise Farmer, 9 for Audrey Gaspers, and 8 for Libby Kissinger to lead the way for the Hawkettes. They could still go 14 out of 18 from the free throw line. St. Cecilia now to the semifinals of this tournament Thursday night at Lincoln Christian High School. 6 o'clock start for the Hawkettes, the fifth seed. They'll take on the winner of tonight's game between Bishop Newman, the number one seed, the number one team in the state in C1, and unbeaten Bishop Newman. They are hosting Lincoln Lutheran tonight. Newman expected to win. The St. Cecilia will play either Newman or Lutheran on Thursday night at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian in the semifinals. The girls' championship is 4:15 on Saturday afternoon. All the semifinals, boys and girls, and the finals on Saturday, all at Lincoln Christian High School. We'll have the St. Cecilia girls game on 12:30 KHAS radio on Thursday afternoon beginning at 5:45. We'll take our break here and talk to you more here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. Time out.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
And back at Grand Island Central Catholic High School, and doesn't look like Coach Kyle's going to make it up here, or P.J. Henry, the assistant for the Hawkettes. We will tell you there's a lot of basketball still coming your way on our family of stations and Platte River Radio. Right now on 1230 KHAS, the boys game for St. Cecilia going on with Boys Town. The Blue Hawks led by 4 after the first quarter of play. Tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS, Hastings College women and men are playing at Midland Lutheran, the women at 6, the men at 8, 5:45 tomorrow afternoon on KHAS. The Nebraska basketball teams are both on the road tomorrow. We'll have the Nebraska women's game, the 17-0 Lady Huskers, play at Texas Tech. That's a 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off on the Breeze. That's KLIQ 94.5 FM, followed by the Nebraska men playing at Colorado. That tip-off at 9 o'clock, that game also on the Breeze tomorrow. Then on Thursday night, we will have the St. Cecilia girls in the semifinals of this Centennial Conference tournament. They'll take on the winner of Newman and Lincoln Lutheran. It'll be a 6 o'clock game, 5:45 pregame on 1230 KHAS. Also on Thursday night, on the Breeze, 94.5, we'll have the Sutton at Sandy Creek. Always a big shootout. Should be a jam-packed Sandy Creek High School on Thursday night. Sutton at Sandy Creek, girls-boys doubleheader, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:15 for the basketball games on Thursday night, Sutton at Sandy Creek. Then on the Friday night, if the St. Cecilia boys win tonight, we'll have the Blue Hawks in the semifinals of this Centennial Conference tournament. That'll be a 7:30 pregame, 7:45 tip-off. If the Blue Hawks win tonight, their semifinal game is Friday night. Also on Friday, Lawrence Nelson at Silver Lake on the Breeze, girls-boys doubleheader. Again, pregame around 6 o'clock on Friday. Also on Friday on the ESPN 1550 KICS, we'll be out at Hastings High School for the girls' matchup, a city matchup, Adams Central and Hastings High School. And if either or both St. Cecilia teams are in the championship games of the Centennial Conference Tournament, we'll have those for you on the radio on Saturday along with Hastings College Bronco basketball and Nebraska basketball again on Saturday, and Nebraska women's basketball on Saturday. So a ton of basketball yet to come this week, starting tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS with Hastings College, women and men at Midland Lutheran tomorrow evening. And we'll also tell you the final score here was St. Cecilia winning at 61 49. So Coach Kyle and the team are currently on their way back to Hastings for the end of that boys game going on at Chapman Gym. So we'll wrap things up here. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia now 8-6 on the year. They'll be in the semifinals Thursday night, 6 o'clock, against either Bishop Newman or Lincoln Lutheran. You can hear it on our sister station, 1230 KHS, pregame at 5:45 Thursday afternoon. Grand Island Central Catholic drops to 10-6 on the season. And their next game will be a week from this Thursday night, February 4th. They'll be right back on this floor, and Central Catholic will be off until Thursday the 4th. St. Cecilia will be visiting on February the 4th. We'll see what the outcome of that game is on the 4th. St. Cecilia moves on to Thursday night semifinals. So again, the final score here in the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Girls Basketball Tournament, the St. Cecilia Hawkettes 61, the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 49. For Tyler Maffitt, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
Who's not old time.